Yes, that animalistic part is almost the same. But culturally, because that's what we are. In a garden, there are dirt, but we are talking about flower. He said, don't forget colorlessness. And yes, now everything will get complicated because we don't want to hit anything anymore. Let's talk about it. What is the problem, please? Guess, what is the problem? He said, look at us. We have a very good, active, intelligent head, but our feet, we are lazy and we don't want to do it because our physical existence is fantastic and the heart is almost forgotten. We don't have time for that. Their intellect is deeply involved in the desert of this world. Never, never do they think of abandoning sensuality. And so on and so on. Remember, this is the beginning of the book. You say, look at us. We have a spiritual existence. We have it. And we have a logical position. We have to fight for what? For money. Yes, we have to fight for that. He said, look at us. How much do you fight for that money? Always. You don't have time for the other one. How much time one will spend in spiritual activities? Very few of people will do it in a very limited stuff because that war I was talking about, that will keep us all busy, busy, busy. This is what the trick is. So, now I will pose the question to you. Book 6, for the first time, do you remember? He gave some explanation. Now, the first one. What was the first story? You shouldn't forget. The story is this. Somebody had this question that there is this birdie. Which part of thinking is important? He said, the hell with you. Civilization. If the head is heading toward the city, the head is good. If the tail is good. Yes, it's not personal. Civilization is what I'm talking about. Because that's what it is. That's what is cultivated in us. That's the culture, right? He said, don't forget. What is the soul conscious of good and evil? Rejoicing on account of kindness, weeping on account of injury. All is about knowledge. The rest is nonsense. Because the difference between us and animals is knowledge. The way we want to know. So, okay, we have the logic, we have the feeling, we have the understanding, we have the policy, and we have John. You know what? We need to have the John of the John. We have to have the essence. You are talking about the form. Oh, you're talking about life? There was a first life, living creatures. But something else arrived. When the humanity arrived in here, and this culture and all of that, we are more advanced than the angels and the adjectives of the Creator and all of that, just because knowledge. Don't forget this knowledge. This is what the prophets handed us. The best one of us handed us this knowledge, this understanding. Then he said, forget about the old-fashioned ways, because I'm talking about that passion which is in these ideas. You, Ziaulhaq, write it down, because I want to insist in this book several times my last word. What is his last word, really? He says, please read this Masnavi for its meaning. Forget about the form and explanation and philosophy. The meaning of this. What is the meaning of this? A man, you know, was educated, became a philosopher, blah, 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 blah. And he had a normal life. Normal. Then Shams arrived. That magic. He turned around. What do I mean by turning around? He started chanting, dancing, and enjoying the life in a fantastic way. He was living happy, real happiness. His student came around. He is explaining that how you could transform to be happy like me. You saw me transform, didn't you? This is the way. So, in blame of the rotten reputation which prevents blah, 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 blah. Then what? I said, okay. Now, let me tell you something really, really fantastic that you are silly, you don't get it. Let me talk about your favorite. What is your favorite? He said, your favorite is choice. And how silly you are. Because choice? What is choice? You who are fighting for freedom of choice, what is choice? Yeah, what is it? Choice is the stuff that is accompanied with responsibility. And you don't like the responsibility, do you? This is a trick. I love irresponsibility. If I didn't have a choice, it was fantastic, wasn't it? This is the first trick. Why did he say that? Why did he bring in that one? One of the good things that recently came in one of these emotions is a very simple question. What will happen when I die? Tell me. My cultural existence, your teacher, that one, will go on, right? And have the influences, which is influencing the influences, and so on and so on. This animal part will stop, right? Means what? Means I have no more responsibilities, no more duties. Did you get it? No. When you think about death, you don't think about this part of it. You just think about non-existence of the animal part, which is the animal one, which is nothing, which is nature. We are talking about me, real me. When I'm talking about real me, I'm not talking about this, am I? If by an accident I lose my hand, is there a less teacher here because I missed the hand? That's the point. That cultural existence of me is it, is me. Death is when I don't have the choice anymore. So I'm not responsible. Good. So think about it like that. This is something that I repeated so many times, remember? Right at the beginning I said it that it's always a mixture. It's always a good and bad. So I love it. Yes, even if it is bad, because I know bad goes with good. Bad is the opposite of the good, period. And it depends. And it changes. So, I accept the existence as it is, and death for me is a part of it. Which part is it? Is exactly that part that if they give me a baby, I somehow, I'm very careful. Why? Because this is a baby. Means what? Reproduction. If there was no reproduction, there was no me and you to talk about this. The dinosaurs are here or those other animals, doesn't matter. Reproduction. And a part of it is that. So, he started to talk about these having the choice and questioning it. That this choice is this, is that. There is. Let me tell you about this choice. What is this choice? Is it? This is a guy who was the servant and a slave of the family, and he wanted to marry the family. That's what I'm talking about. That is the choice for you. That is not a choice, because this stupid fellow could be fought by a man and doesn't get it really. This is what the problem is. Wanting a lot of stuff that you don't need it really. Just jealousy. You see it in the hand of someone, you want to have it as well, just because you don't want to be empty-handed. And so this pride. Then another kind of stories for the action of the king, and explaining that